God for all our lives today. In a small town, a team was put together to pull a heavy rope in a tug of war. They were strong, very energetic, and determined. But despite their strength, they kept losing. Then another team was put together. They were not necessarily strong, not as strong as the team before, but they kept winning consistently. And it amazed everyone, and everyone asked the question, how could this team be winning? The difference? The first team was strong, they were energetic and determined. But there was a problem with the first team. Each person relied on their own strength and was pulling slightly differently than the others, even pulling in a different direction. Some leaned back too early, others pulled too late, and a few were not in rhythm with the others. The second team had one key advantage. They moved as one. They pulled at the same time, focused on one direction, and they listened to one single command. The difference was not strength. The difference was unity in purpose. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together in your presence this morning. Lord, we ask that your word will come alive in our hearts. Unite us in spirit, unite us in love, unite us in purpose. Let your Holy Spirit guide us into truth and transform us. Father, I am just an instrument in your hand. Use me to bring your unadulterated word to your people. Thank you for the opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let me ask you a question. How many times do we find ourselves like the first team, strong, energetic, yet we lose? We are gifted, yes. We are capable, yes. We are active, yes. But we are not aligned. This is why today we're reflecting on the theme, which is very powerful, unity in purpose. Unity in purpose. See, unity alone is not enough. People can be united for the wrong reasons, and we know that. But when God's people are united in His purpose, there is power, there is progress, and there is divine manifestation. Amen? Unity is about moving together in God, moving together in God's direction, under His voice, under His command. So this morning, God is calling His people to something higher. Unity with direction. Unity with meaning. And unity with purpose. Now I want to anchor this message in the very third reading I think there was an error with the third reading. It's supposed to be John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verse 31 to 35. So I'll read that. It says, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I'm with you. You will seek me. And just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. The word of God. See, Jesus said in his own words, a new commandment I give to you, that if you love one another just as I have loved you, then by this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Jesus connects three powerful truths for us. Glory to God, love amongst believers, witness to the world. This means our unity is just not organizational, it is spiritual and missional. Our love for one another is the evidence of our faith, and that our unity in purpose brings glory to God. Unity begins with a shared vision. The scripture says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they agree? If there is no agreement, there is no alignment. And if there is no alignment, then there is no progress. Many times we assume that activity equals progress, but that's not necessarily true. You can be busy and still be ineffective. What do we call that? Busy for nothing, right? Unity begins when we agree on what God has called all of us to do. God has a purpose for bringing us together. So I ask you this morning, are you moving like the winning team, listening to just one command, or are we moving in different directions? Are you moving in your own direction, or are you moving in the call for which we have been called? Now, once a vision is established, something else becomes necessary. And that is love. Unity requires Christ-like love. Jesus said, love one another just as I have loved you. This is not ordinary love. You just tell somebody I love you and behind their back you're cheating. This is sacrificial love. This is love that forgives even when it's difficult to forgive. This is love that stays committed even when others fail. If unity is to last, it must be built on this kind of love. Without love, unity becomes temporary. We must love just as Christ loved us. Can you imagine? Jesus, Judas Abba. But all over and now be. Hallelujah. One man and do that to Jesus ne lap. Ne lap. What kind of fancy that? Was that to ne lap do? Nisra do. Jesus asked that to the Oracle Herman. Is it Judas Obeno Yanana Keken was the two? No, I start. Jesus, I was the Mudo. You were Mudo crying, I say. Sanka, oh, yeah, I mean now. And I yen him there. The men you bring after supper, after dinner. This guy is going to betray me, send me out there to be killed. Think about it. Right? If it was you and I, we would have reacted very differently. But Jesus still went ahead, washed his feet, knowing that he was going to send him out there to be killed. He didn't care. See, when we love like Christ, God is glorified. When we love like Christ, the church is strengthened. When we love like Christ, the world is convinced of our faith. But you see, love alone is not enough. We must also deal with something that fights against unity, and that is humility. Unity requires humility. Jesus himself demonstrated that by washing his disciples' feet before giving them the commandment to love. When people refuse to humble themselves, unity becomes impossible. But when we choose humility, we make room for others. Amen? When we choose humility, we listen to each other. Doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong, you listen. When you choose humility, you are just. We are just. Because we're all different. From different backgrounds, different shades coming together to make the painting beautiful, but different shades. So when we have humility, we grow together. Now with vision, with love, and with humility, when these three come together, something powerful happens. God's power is released unto his people. Amen. In the book of Acts, the scripture says that the believers were in one accord. And it says the Holy Spirit descended upon them. It's not coincidence. When we have unity, when we have a vision, when we have love, when we are humble, something powerful happens. God's power is released unto his people. Unity creates the environment for God's power to be released upon his people, for God's power to move amongst his people. But when we are divided, that power is hindered. On Zion, are we divided or we are united for his purpose? When we are united, the power of God is released. So if we are seeking God's power to move, if we want God's power to move in his church, then church, I'm telling you this morning, we all need to be united. We have to be of one accord. That means there must be love. We must have one vision. We must have humility. We must forgive one another. See, the thing is, unity does not maintain itself. Unity must be protected. Unity must be guarded. Because unity is very fragile. I believe we all know that. It's very fragile, so we have to protect it. So there are certain things that we must desist from doing. We must stop gossiping. We must stop being unforgiving. We must be intentional. We must not let pride be our thing, because that will break us. It will break our front. It will break our unity. We have to be intentional about what we do. We must choose peace. We must choose love. We must choose understanding. Unity truly matters. Because as Christians, our unity, our love for one another is our witness to the world. And I'm sure we all know that the early church, they were being persecuted. So there was no reason or no avenue for them to go out there and evangelize. But their character, Onusu, won souls unto Christ. They couldn't evangelize to people, so people would just look at them and say, wow, this woman's life is very different. I want to be like her. And then they go and engage with that person to know what they believe in. Amen. Jesus said, by this, all people will know. The world is watching us as believers. The world is watching us. They're looking at you. You may not know that, but people are watching you. Your neighbor is watching you. Your children are watching you. Wife, your husband is watching you. Husband, your wife is watching you. They're just not listening to what you say. They are observing how you live your life. Amen? So when we are divided, our witness is weakened. When we are quarrelsome, our witness is weakened. When we cannot forgive one another, our witness is weakened. When we cannot love one another, our witness is weakened. So the essence of being united is not for our own benefit. It is for those who are yet to believe. Amen? Because they're watching us. We don't need to talk to them. We don't need to. They're watching how we talk. If every single sentence that you make is punctuated by a curse word because you want to belong to a certain society, then they are watching you. So today, as I bring my message to a close, we are reminded that strength is not enough, that talent is not enough, activity alone is not enough. What matters is alignment in purpose, unity in purpose. Let us be a people that move together in the glory of Christ. Let us be a people who love one another deeply. Let us be a people who walk in unity. Amen. Asum Jema Oma O Father, we thank you for your word that has come to us. Lord, teach us to move as one. Align our hearts, O Lord. Align our vision. Align our purpose. Help us to love you as you have loved us. Help us to love one another that we may bring glory to you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. And all saints shall say amen. Mm-hmm.